8 minutes to 8, Petula's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. It's a significant date in the US calendar, the 4th of July, US Independence Day. Another significant date in the EU and US calendar is fast approaching, the 9th of July, the deadline for trade talks. We're hearing this morning that there has been no immediate breakthrough in those trade negotiations in Washington. We're joined in studio by the CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Ireland, Paul Sweetman. Good morning.
Morning, Petula.
You conducted a survey with your members in the last week, and these are US companies with a presence in Ireland. When asked what the biggest risk is to continued foreign direct investment in Ireland over the next 5 years, housing was cited as the biggest risk at 31%. What percentage said trade tariffs?
Yeah, so I think that's actually quite interesting. So what we take from this survey is actually a real optimism. Tariffs and uncertainty definitely causing challenges for our members. But we see real and emerging optimism. And when we look at the challenges for FDI coming into Ireland, housing and infrastructure was placed above tariffs. Tariffs came in at third. So I think this is quite a significant statement in that there are things within our control that we need to fix in order to attract and continue to attract investment, which we've been very successful at so far.
Should we take it that the American companies based here are not as concerned then about paying US tariffs?
Tariffs are a significant challenge. But what we're seeing from companies is that optimism that they want to get going with investment, they want to get going with innovative projects, they want to continue to drive forward their businesses. And another stat from the survey, which I think points to that, is that 92% of companies say that they will increase or maintain employment over the next 12 months. And that aligns nicely with the IDA half-year results, which were very positive, just released this week too.
And just back to tariffs, though, in your survey, was there a question specifically about trade tariffs?
Oh, yes. So what we did was we asked companies what are the biggest challenges for the investment coming into Ireland or growth. And we gave options as to domestic challenges, tariff challenges and so forth. And tariffs came in at number 3.
OK, so 9 in 10 respondents say their corporate headquarters have a positive view of Ireland as an investment location. Tell us more about that.
Yes, so I think it's quite a known statement that Ireland is a very attractive place for US investment. In many cases, it comes down to talent and skills, both talent and skills on paper, but the can-do attitude that we have and the pedigree of delivery. And that's why a number of companies see that they want to continue investing here. Again, from the survey, 70% of companies already plan major investments over the next 5 years. So these are very positive statements. But again, there are things we must correct. As I said in the survey, housing infrastructure comes up as the big challenges. We're 44th in the world when it comes to basic infrastructure. That needs to change.
You describe it as a two-way economic relationship. Do American Chamber members here see it that way too?
Absolutely. We are the 6th largest investor in the United States, and Irish companies employ almost as many people in the US as US companies employ here. And I think when we talk about the tariffs and the 9th of July, we have to be cognizant of the fact that the EU-US relationship is worth 1 billion euro every 6 hours. So it is imperative that a deal is done, and I do believe a deal will be done. So we need to keep focusing on negotiation and engagement, and that's what the American Chamber is pushing both Ireland and Europe to continue to do.
That's a huge figure and a very interesting stat. 65% of respondents said they plan to increase investment in AI, automation or data analytics initiatives. Are they concerned about skill shortages here in Ireland when it comes to AI in particular?
Yes, certainly. I think AI, digitalisation skills are top of the agenda when we ask our members as to what the challenges are for skills. One thing I would say, though, is that if we double down on investment in AI, we can be a market leader in this. And in fact, deploying AI, pushing into research, pushing into adoption, will actually increase employment and investment here in Ireland.
Paul Sweetman, CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Ireland, thank you very much for coming on the programme. Best of luck with the lunch today, and we'll have more business news in the next hour.